Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. God is just so good, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Oh, no. Is he not?
Yes, he is. You know, this weekend, I had an amazing encounter. I was,
tell us about it.
Believe it or not, at the grocery store.
What is that?
Exactly. Well, here, it is how it started. You know, my wife needed to pick up some groceries and some few things at the store, and she asked me to drive her. I said, oh, okay, but I can't go in.
She's such a good cook. Man, I'm telling you, she makes a sandwich. Just a sandwich.
Yes.
And your mouth waters. You know what
very
I'm saying?
Very bad, yeah. I gain.
It says very bad. No, that's good. It's good.
No, you gain weight here. You gain weight here. You know, I remember when we first got married, I gained like 20 pounds in the first month.
Do you remember how small his waist was? His waist used to be like about like, you know.
It was a stick.
It was a stick.
Oh, my highlight was like, what is for dinner tonight?
Yeah. He had one empty McDonald's bag in his refrigerator.
All right.
And he had a whole bunch of old crusty pizza like pushed up against the corner.
I kept Hungry Howie's in business. They were sad the day I left.
I bet.
Were mourning my departure. So anyway, back to the story. I'm you know, taking her to the grocery store, and I said, okay, listen, but I can't go in. All right. I just can't go in. I'm going to hang out here in the car. I had some reading I wanted to do. And she said she wasn't going to be long anyway. So I'm finally get some time to myself, and I'm about to read some things here in the car. And all of a sudden I hear someone tapping on my window. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, so I just look up real quick, and there's this lady with two children. And then I realize she has a stroller. So I pull down my window. And I said, yes, you know, how can I help you? And she says, well, sir, I hate to bother you, but, you know, I was wondering if you had any money because I'm trying to get some food for my kids. I'm trying to get some food. I don't get any assistance until, you know, the beginning of next month. And we just need to get some things. So I'm
right.
Just, you know, surprised, shocked.
So she's knocking on your window.
Yeah.
In Jersey.
You know,
the window's up. Hello, the window's up, right?
Oh, way up. Yeah. Door's locked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm checking to see if the kids are packing. You know, I'm like, hey, what's up?
I got one hand on the lock and one hand on my GPS.
So, but, you know, she was just a normal, you know, distressed mom or, you know.
Oh,
and
man. Wow. That's bless her heart.
Yeah. So I step out the car and I look at my wallet and I got like $5. You know, $5 bill. My wife says, you know, all I have is a $5 bill. And she says, sir, we'll take anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, here, you know, here's $5. And, when I do that.
$5, that's it?
Oh, no. That's all I had in my, wallet at the time.
You gave her your wallet? Cash. Oh, that's so, you were just.
No. Listen, oh, I gave her $5 cash. Okay.
Oh, you gave her $5 cash.
So we got to talking. I said, hey, you know, so things are pretty rough. She says, yes. She says, my husband just left, and he just went back to Romania. He left us, and things are really bad. And we're just trying to make it. I realize she has a, wow, you know, a small little baby, a young child in the stroller.
Oh, wow. She has a stroller? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, stroller, two kids. And she had three kids at home. She has total six children.
And she's looking for food.
Mm. Yes. So my heart just like goes out.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So I asked, hey, you know, can I pray for you guys? And she goes, yeah, sure. So, you know, we pray right there in the parking lot. And just instantly I felt like the Lord laid on my heart. I said, listen, you know, I don't have any cash, but, you know, I have some money on my card. You know, can I buy you some groceries? Can I give you $50 in groceries?
Like a check card or something?
Yeah, you know, she goes, her face just, she goes, yes, please, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I am sitting in the car.
Wow, that's so kind of you. That really is. I'm thinking about it. So many people are in need right now, and you made a difference in that one person's life. How many of us could do the very same thing? Just, you know, everybody's trying to save the world. I mean, that person right in front of us, like it's almost like Lazarus. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? And it's like Lazarus was knocking on your window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was your encounter. You know, with that.
Absolutely. So I'm, you know, I'm thinking, you know, all these people in the parking lot, she taps on my window.
Right.
I have a responsibility. And yeah. I says, God, what do you want me to do here? You know, what do you want me to do?
All heaven's watching, right?
Exactly. So I thought I was going to have a momentary time reading to myself, and all of a sudden I'm going into the grocery store that I did not want to go into. So I'm walking in with the kids, this lady, I pick up a buggy, and the kids are like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm like, listen, let's just, you know, just thank God, you know, let's get some groceries.
So, so you're actually going through the shopping center with this mother and her children shopping for groceries.
Yes, but I got to tell you this. What? I'm walking in and I start thinking, I said, oh, by the way, we're going to run into my wife here.
So you're walking with this other lady and her kids while your wife is in, Teresa's in there shopping for groceries for you.
Exactly.
And she don't even know this? Oh, my goodness. This is not going to be good.
Yeah. So I walk on my wife. She's leaning over the meat counter getting hey, Teresa.
Who is this woman and these kids with you?
I said, hi, this is, I don't want to say the lady's name, this is so-and-so, and these are her kids, and, you know, we're going to help them out with some groceries. So Teresa looks and she goes, oh, okay, no problem, but, you know, talk about awkward, funny moment. Oh, my goodness.
All right, right. So, wow. Oh, my, it's like, Teresa's like, who's this other woman and kids? Exactly. Do you have something to tell me, John?
So I'm walking through, the grocery store, and we're helping to get some groceries and loading the cart up, and kids pick out goodies and stuff like that. And so as we're talking, she's telling me how rough it is and how bad things are, you know, in their economy and, you know, what's going on in their own personal life. And she's just trying to make it. She's on government assistance. And she says, John, the sad thing about it is that people actually think I'm lying. She goes, like, I want to be out here with my kids, you know, and she goes, I've never had to do this before. But she says, we're just rough. She even says, you know, I'm looking to do something part-time, even though I'm on government assistance. Like, we can't even make it. We can't even make it. And
you got to do what you got to do to be able to get through the times and the seasons that we're in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, my heart just went out. You know, I have children of my own. You know, I couldn't believe they were knocking on my window. And just the compassion of God, I guess, just came over me, and I just wanted to bless them. So we're getting ready to leave, and we share some testimonies. And I asked her, I said, listen, you know, do you know Jesus? You know, have you ever accepted the Lord into your heart? You know, because we started talking about things about God all the way through this thing, and it just fell right at that moment. And she goes, yes. She goes, I'm a believer. I've given my life to the Lord, and I you know, Jesus is my Savior. And I said, oh, that's so
praise
wonderful.
God, that's awesome.
And that was beautiful. So we had a time of prayer again right outside there in ShopRite, and the kids just were so grateful. There's nothing like giving something to somebody that's grateful. You know what I mean?
Is that the place that you and Teresa took me when I was there with the pizza up front and all?
No, yeah. Actually, this was another city. This is like in another city nearby. And it was sad, but, you know, at the same time, it was great.
But it's good. I mean, she had a need.
Yeah.
You know, and you heard the Lord and you responded to her need. And she has six children.
Wow.
Yes.
And her husband's overseas in Romania.
Not overseas. He left. He left. He abandoned them.
Oh, my goodness. Lord, we just lift her up right now. And we just pray for divine intervention for her and her kids, God. You know, your father to the fatherless, Lord, that you would meet her. What's her name?
Fadima.
Say that slowly.
Fadima.
Lord, we just lift up Fadima, Father God, and her kids, and we just pray that any generational curse or whatever is broken off of her family, and that she would just move into a new, fresh blessing, Father God, and just provision, God, and you would meet her needs in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, you know, I think about this. I think about, you know, as I'm pondering, as we talked last week about the rich man and Lazarus, and this is Jesus talking about, he's explaining his creation and his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the rich man and Lazarus, and the rich man, Lazarus had sores, and the dogs was licking his sores. He was a poor man hanging outside this rich man's house, basically, the gates. And the rich man didn't pay much attention because he didn't realize, it was the wisdom moment we're talking about, that what the rich and the poor have in common is God made them both.
Right.
And he didn't understand that. But the thing that I began to ponder is that the only thing that he did wrong that was so horrific that sent him to hell was he didn't recognize what you recognized last night.
Mm.
That God made you, who who was inside of a car, who had finances, and he also made, what's her name again?
Fadima.
Fadima, who was outside your car with six kids.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was inside the car and the one that was outside the car. Our Father God made both of you, and mm-hmm. he was waiting to see what you would do, because he said that that the rich man never did, and so he mm-hmm. that Lazarus dies, and he goes to heaven, and he's in beside Abraham,
mm-hmm. right.
and the rich man dies, and he goes to hell,
mm-hmm. right,
with his weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the whole thing we talked about. You can go back in Wisdom Moment. You say, what do they have in common? You know, the God's perspective of the poor. Understand this, that everybody on the face of this earth, God has made them, and you got to pause. You got to get a Selah. You got to pause and think, because we have to reboot like you do a computer that just kind of whacks out, and we need to defrag and reboot. That was the original word for this year, I believe, when mm-hmm. we got a 7-day fast. And we need to defrag our minds and our hearts and reboot and understanding the original programming of God for this creation. And one very important thing that we forgot is how God's perspective is of the poor.
Yeah.
And that we are them outside of him. And if he brings us increase, we're called to share that increase with the Lazarus. Because think about it, Lazarus ended up in the splendors. If you go back to the VFN torch, you can get to it at VFNTV.com and just type in heaven in the search area, and you'll find all these stories about heaven and how yeah. awesome it is. This rich man who had all these great pleasures today. And that's today. A lot of people think that they're good because they got stuff and things and big houses and nice cars, but they don't understand that if you don't, your wealth is crying out against you.
Mm-hmm.
And if your hoarded wealth is crying right. out against you. I mean, God doesn't mind you having things as long as the things don't have you. But right now, I would pretty much say a 90 percentile thing, if you were going to do a percentages, that in America, you know, money has America.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's okay. I think, you know, God's about the cures of that issue.
Oh, yes, you know? Yes. I think about the Good Samaritan. You know, I was abiding that day. God spoke to me that morning. And
oh, really?
Obviously, that was the morning? Yeah, this was my test. This was my test because, oh, wow. you know, I was reading about the Good Samaritan. And, you know, God was speaking to me. So people don't need a cheer up. They need to lift me up. You know, everyone wants to just give a rah-rah seems these days. A, you know, a sis-goom-bah, five ways to a better you. But they need a hope. They need a lift up from God. They need the gospel. And so the Samaritan, reading the story there, and the Levite and the priest both pass in the story, pass a person that's broke down on the side of the road. I'm paraphrasing here for you. And they just go by. Maybe they might have gave them a cheer up. Hey, man, things will get better. I'll send someone to you, you know, at the next exit when I get off, maybe someone will come by. And this is a Samaritan who actually went to the person and that's what it's going to take. You know, we're not going to have compassion for people unless we get amongst them and see the things that they're suffering and the things that we're going through. You know what I'm saying? It's like if we continue to live past life and not go to where people are at and leave our windows closed, if you will, never come out, never interact with them, we're not going to feel the compassion to do something. And so he felt the compassion and he put him on the donkey, gave him a lift up and took him to the inn and took care of his needs and, you know, paid the innkeeper and did what he had to do so that the person could get back on their feet.
That's so very, very important. So I want to encourage you this morning to be kind. Listen, God's not holding you responsible for rebooting the world, defragging mm-hmm. the world. He's just holding you responsible for rebooting or defragging that which you are, your sphere of influence, you know, what God's called you to give you authority in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see somebody in need, just like John saw somebody in need right there knocking on his window, and, you know, I think about Streets and Lanes Ministry, right. you know, who we like to partner with and to help out, because she goes right to the person, you know, Kathy goes right to that person
yeah.
on the street and gives them money, gives them food. As a matter of fact, I was over as they were preparing last Wednesday to go out, and she's a prenatal nurse, but she still goes out once a week. She finds the people on the streets. And she feeds them. Mm-hmm. Think about it. She feeds them. And it's just totally amazing. She gives them the food. She gives them toiletries. She gives them blankets and tents and socks mm-hmm. in the winter. And it's just like, man, that is so right. That's like,
yeah.
I love that's beautiful. And so I just want to encourage you this morning. Listen, one of the first things that we're going to do in our repentance as a nation is we're going to have to personally repent for our sin, which we talked about, you know, and turn away from it. And one of those peripheral parts of repentance is for us to begin to respond in God's perspective of the poor. Go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and type in the word poor, and you'll see some words come up, or moment of wisdom, and it's God's perspective of the poor, and just listen to it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.